What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding of communities everywhere.
Tim, you're looking mighty fly, man.
Man, so are you. I'm over here a little jealous right now. I'm liking the gray.
I'm liking the black.
Indeed. As you can tell, we got some new shirts going on here. I'll turn around real quick so you guys can check it out.
You might want to scoot over here. Computer's in the way.
Oh, yeah. I apologize. Take that. My model skills are on point right now.
Also, if you're listening to us by audio, we got new t-shirts if you can't tell.
Indeed, indeed.
They're going to be $20. They're just the Positive Truth. You can check us out. If you can't see us, it's going to be on the Instagram. We got our first post. And it's going to be on the YouTube if you watch the video and the Facebook. All the donations are going to go to your choice, whichever one you want, of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which we're talking about today, FAINN, which is the Sexual Assault Organization, or the Positive Tomorrows, which is a homeless nonprofit in Oklahoma. All the t-shirt profits are going to one of those three. You can pick whichever one you want. They're going to be going fast. We've had these t-shirts for maybe 15 minutes.
I was about to say, about 15, 20 minutes max.
We've already sold one, so they're going fast. We'll get some more. It's going to be amazing.
Make sure you grab your shirt. Support the Positive Truth wherever you go.
Absolutely. Today, we're talking about suicide because the last two episodes, we did youth questions, and one of them was, no one ever talks about suicide.
Indeed.
So we're going to talk about it. We know we're uplifting and positive news, but this isn't going to be very uplifting.
Sometimes bringing awareness isn't uplifting.
But we're going to tell you how you can change it for the better. In case you haven't tuned into the Positive Truth, Monday and Wednesdays we do uplifting and positive news. On Fridays we talk about issues just like today. So Tim, what is the issue today?
Today we are talking about suicide.
And why are we talking about it?
Well, each year, over 44,000 Americans die by suicide.
800,000 people globally.
That's a lot of people. I mean, this is exactly why we're talking about it. We can go into more facts, which we will here in a second, but that is the biggest reason why we're talking about it. It's happening entirely too much, and people aren't talking about it the way they should be. They're not talking about it openly. And at the end of the day, we all need to be peaceful. We all need to save each other's lives and help each other. So here at The Positive Truth, the very first thing I say every day is, here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, and that's what we're doing today. So let's get right into this.
So start kicking some facts. Tim's already kicked one. Just keep going with these facts, Tim.
Boom. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States of America.
That's depressing.
It very much is.
Keep going.
Let's keep them going. Suicide costs the U.S. $51 billion annually. That's a lot of money. I mean, we're already in debt as it is. Everybody knows that. So that's adding on to it again. The annual age-adjusted suicide rate is 13.26 per 100,000 individuals. On average, there are 121 suicides per day.
Whew.
Per day.
Firearms. So basically 3 an hour.
Exactly. You got the math, JP, the educated one. firearms account for almost 50% of all suicides. Men die by suicide 3.5 times more than women. White males accounted for 7 out of 10 suicides in 2015.
Hold up, can I pause?
Yes, sir.
So whenever you read that statistic, what did you think?
The white males accounted for 7 out of 10 suicides in 2015? I thought it was wild. Yeah. I thought it was wild.
I mean, basically, like when I went into this, I had no clue. But the fact that people that are most likely to kill themselves are middle-aged white men in America. Like, y'all are at the advantage. I would have never guessed that. Continue, Tim. Continue.
The rate of suicide is highest in middle-aged white men in particular. Exactly what you just said. I mean, it's definitely surprising. You got any facts, JP?
Well, since we're in Oklahoma, let's talk about the Oklahoma suicide rate. We're 8th highest in the United States, so that's pretty depressing. I mean,
Eighth highest. It's tough.
So we were just talking about white males. Whites, 15.1% of the suicide rate. Second highest is American Indians, Native Americans. The lowest is among Hispanics, Asians, and Pacific Islanders, African Americans, which is 5.8 for Hispanics, Pacific Islanders 6.4, and for African Americans 5.6.
Mm. And this is in Oklahoma?
And this is
nationwide.
Nationwide.
Okay. These are a lot of depressing facts.
Just keep going, Tim.
Let's keep them going.
We gotta get through the depressing facts so we can talk about changing for the better.
Alrighty. Well, suicide deaths by method in 2015, suffocation was 26.8%, poisoning was 15.4%, firearms were 49.8%, and other were 7.9%. I mean, that tells you right there, firearms is still playing 50% of the role no matter what decade or time we're in. We really gotta protect, put our firearms up in a place where these kids or other adults that shouldn't be using one can't use one. Lock it up in your lock box, etc.
But these are successful attempts, right?
Yeah, these are successful attempts.
What about just suicide attempts?
Suicide attempts? What do you have for that, JP?
Well, for every suicide, there's an estimated 25 people that attempt it. And that's just an estimate because we don't know exactly how many people are attempting. This is just reported. So that number could be a lot higher. Typically, the older you get, the more successful you are. So the ratio for suicide attempts to suicide death in youth is about 25-1. For the elderly, it's 4-1. So as we get older, we get wiser. And in this way, not necessarily a good way.
Yeah, for sure.
Females attempt suicide 3 times more often than males. And that's depressing.
You said females attempt it more?
Mm-hmm.
Females attempt it more, but then statistically,
males actually are more successful.
Successful at it, for sure.
Ugh.
They're depressing, man. I don't want to do any more depressing facts. This is hurting me right now.
We have to talk about this.
We definitely do. You're absolutely right.
Because we did the youth questions. They were just talking about, hey, no one ever talks about this stuff. And I didn't even know any of this.
No, some of it I did. I might have read it somewhere, but for the most part, I don't talk about it to anybody. So, I mean, it's not stored in the memory bank of like, hey, let's converse about this. So, you're absolutely—
Speaking of which, we always go from what the topic is about, why it's a topic, facts about how to change it for the better.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my main ways of how to change it for the better. We have to talk about it.
Indeed.
I mean, if you think about it, like, there's a stigma around it. Like, if you see anyone with any sort of, like, mental illness on TV, it's either a joke or it's frightening. It's like, oh, they might snap and kill everybody at any moment, or they're just, like, getting made fun of. Like, no one ever talks about suicide. There's like 3 things you're not supposed to talk about in the workplace, which is like race, politics, religion. The thing with those is like, if you talk about race, you realize how far we have to go. You talk about politics, you see how far our system is broken. You talk about religion, you see how divisive it is. No one even dares talk about suicide. It's stigmatized, which leaves people to themselves because you're like, oh, if I talk about it, I'm gonna be ostracized in our society. Indubitably, you end up—
Sorry, you said indubitably before I did. Keep going.
You end up keeping it to yourself, and so you feel overwhelmed and locked in this box, and it's treated like there's something wrong with you, like you committed suicide. When do we use committed? Like, you committed a crime, you committed a sin. Like, no, they died by suicide. Whenever you say committed, it's just like it's stigmatizing it in a negative light. So that's why we never talk about it. And so if we want to like change suicide, we need to understand the attempts. But since it's so stigmatized, we can't even get data on it. So if we wanted to stop the murder rate, Tim, first thing you would be like, well, let's understand why this is happening. You would get data on it. We can't even get data because it's so stigmatized in our society. We can't understand the problem, so we can't fix it. So in 2017, we got a higher suicide rate, and we have no idea why. Because we have such a stigma attached to it.
It's tough to be, especially for these teenage kids. In this day and age, social media is such a big thing. You're dealing with bullying and all kind of stuff at school that may cause you to be in that kind of pain to think about suicide. And then you get home and get on social media and you make posts how you feel, and then they're making fun of you again at home. So it makes things so much worse. And then when nobody's talking to you about it, these adults aren't bringing it up and asking if you're doing okay or talking to you about suicide period or suicide prevention, we tend to have more suicides.
Oh, but hold up, let's bring that back.
Yes, sir.
Since we're still talking about stigma, kids talk about everything, like high school kids, adults, everyone gossips. How often do people gossip about mental health or suicide? Never, right?
So we never
talk about it. And if you do come out and be like, Tim, I felt like killing myself last week, like everyone just like, yo, that's crazy. It's like you killed somebody. And so they like, people start talking bad about you, start pointing fingers. So you're ostracized in your own society. So then you feel like if you're having suicidal thoughts, you keep them on the inside, which is just making everything worse. And this isn't just like our generation. You remember Dante the Inferno? It was a book about hell, 14th century book.
Okay.
So it was like the 8 layers of hell, and the worst one was for murderers. The next one up was suicides. That's pretty depressing, right? So this has been around for centuries. And it's not even a stigma that's just amongst the suicidal. Like, many psychiatrists refuse to treat chronically suicidal patients because if they try to treat them, there's such a stigma around even like helping them that the number one cause of lawsuits amongst mental health treatment providers is like, oh, he was going to your mental health facility and they committed suicide. You were supposed to be helping them. So this drug you gave them didn't help and it made them suicidal. So then they get sued. So you have, like, they can't even go to many mental health clinics and get help because they're getting turned down because I don't want to get sued. That's awful, right?
Yeah, it's terrible. That's terrible.
So if you're chronically suicidal, you can't get help. You're ostracized in your community. And we don't even know how often this is happening because it's so ostracized, we don't have the data for it. So we need to talk about this. This is a great question by your youth.
Man, I had no idea like it was that bad, to be honest with you. I mean, the fact that you're supposed to go to a doctor and receive help and they're turning you down because they don't want to take that lawsuit that tells you how messed up the subject is.
Right? And it shows how like our lack of understanding about the subject.
100%.
Do you know anyone in your life that's committed suicide?
Not personally. I met some people that have committed suicide. And
you've met people?
And then later on, after I met them once or twice, come to find out they have committed suicide. And it's definitely something that catches you off guard every single time. It's so surreal. It does not feel right. It doesn't feel real. It's painful. It's not something that I can see why people don't want to talk about. It's uncomfortable. At the end of the day, like, we all have our own story, we all have our own issues, and we all feel like we should be able to handle our own issues, but not everybody is capable of handling their own issues, and some people need help. So whenever you find out somebody did commit suicide, you always feel like I do, and I know you have a good heart as well, so I know you would feel like, man, I wish I could have done more to try to help that person, because maybe if I would have, talked to them more, maybe if I would have, asked how she was doing or whatever the case would be, you would have felt like it could have made that difference. And it's hard. It's definitely hard, because whenever you deal with something like that, you kind of don't want to think about it too much because it hurts too bad. And these people that are committing suicide, it's the exact same situation. They're going through this pain. Most people that commit suicide, by the way, they don't want to commit suicide because almost every single failed attempt, I wish I had could pull up the statistic. I was looking at it earlier. After they commit suicide and they failed, they realize I did not want to do it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people that try
again. Oh, we have to repeat that.
For sure. People that have committed suicide that failed, a lot of the times, I'm talking about the majority of the times, we're talking about over 70%, they regret trying to commit suicide after they tried. And whenever it does fail, they're like, all right, I need to get my stuff together. And there are times where people do try to commit suicide again, and they succeed. At the end of the day, there's so many signs that we could see that we can help prevent somebody from committing suicide. And it being so uncomfortable, we don't want to step in and talk about it or find out somebody's doing okay. And this is exactly why, again, we're bringing awareness to this subject. It's uncomfortable for us to talk about right now. It's uncomfortable to hear some stories, but at the end of the day, somebody has to talk about it. We're definitely about that life.
But see, you're just doing what I was talking about. Like, people, you saying committed suicide, like committed a sin.
Committed.
Died by suicide.
It's so normal to say because I'm so used to hearing
it. That's what part of stigmatizes in our society.
Exactly. So we need to change that right now.
I mean, it's not just suicide. It's mental health in general. So like, let's say you break your arm. You go to the doctor, they put on a cast, you wait a few weeks, it gets fixed. You have any kind of mental health disorder, like, we treat it completely differently. we treat it like, oh, it's an easy step solution. You should just try harder if you're feeling depressed. You should think about the positive thing, blah, blah, blah. We never do this with physical, any kind of physical illness. With any kind of mental illness, that's how we treat it. And we're just now starting to understand how to treat mental illness. We've been doing brain scans. There's a great Vox article about it. It's called Precision. Well, it's about depression. They've been doing brain scans, like seeing what works. Because sometimes it's a guessing game. Because it's not like a physical illness. We don't know all the root causes.
Right.
So if you have something like suicide, which some people were feeling mentally overwhelmed. I know it was just finals week. There's a lot of people feeling mentally overwhelmed.
Right.
Like, we have no clue, like, how to even talk or discuss it or how to treat it because it's so stigmatized and it's just such a guessing game. And until we start actually realizing it's not a personal problem, it's a public health problem, we need to talk about this just as much as we need to talk about sex ed. We should be just as passionate about preventing suicide as we should be about lowering obesity. But if you talk about obesity with people, everyone has an opinion. No one's scared to talk about it. Suicide, not so much.
Indeed. So how do we make it more comfortable for people to talk about? What can we do to help change this?
Change the stigma? Start talking about it just like we are now?
Talking about it more with your friends, family, whoever?
If you hear suicide jokes, be like, oh, like,
stop.
Pull them to the side later. Be like, hey, man, if you really feel that way, I'm here for you. Because suicide jokes are not funny. At all, and you can never tell if they're being like how serious they are.
Indeed.
How about knowing the warning signs when someone might commit suicide? Do you have anything on that, Tim?
When it comes to knowing the warning, I don't have anything specifically. I have, you know, obviously some other ways that are similar to yours about suicide. Like, I was looking online, I actually found something called CARE, which I think we've talked about this before, which is a create a distraction. Ask directly, refer to an authority, and enlist others. I mean, well, basically, the key to keeping your friends safe is learning how to intervene in a way that fits the situation and your comfort level. Having the knowledge on hand can give you the confidence to step in when something isn't right. Stepping in can make all the difference, but it should never put your own safety at risk.
Keep going, Tim. I like it.
I keep reading, man. Create a distraction. Do what you can to interrupt a situation. A distraction can give the person at risk a chance to get to a safe place.
This is for sexual assault, you realize that, right?
Is this really?
Yes, well, that's why
I pointed. Oh my gosh.
That's why I was like, what are you doing? That's why I pointed. You have to roll it
out.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to roll back a minute. For sure.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what are you doing, Tim? That's why you should keep it on paper. Keep everything organized. Any warning signs for how to stop, for noticing when someone's being suicidal?
Warning signs to when somebody's being suicidal. I mean, if they're staying distant, people are staying, if they're staying quiet, they're walking around looking depressed. I mean, that's pretty obvious to look at. You guys got to pay attention to people.
This is America, man. Everybody's depressed. Everybody's got anxiety.
Exactly. That's why that's more the reason to talk to somebody that looks depressed, because everybody has a story. And as bad as you feel, or if you ever thought about suicide or anything like that, if anybody has, which most people have in all reality, talk to somebody, say hi. Just come up to somebody and smile, it could change your whole entire day at the end of the day, so.
I have a story for that.
Yeah.
So there's a person I know, I keep this as ambiguous as possible.
Indeed.
And they were going through some rough times and they said, like, I really need to go to counseling. Like, he was just saying it out loud. They were, and basically, I was like, why do you feel that way? I was just curious. I'm like, well, I've been going through this, this, and this. And I was like, well, like, you got all these friends. Like, why don't you talk to them about it? Like, they're there for you. Like, and they were like, well, actually, I don't have any friends. I just have a lot of people I hang out with. And I was like heart crushed. Like, really? You have no one to talk about your problems with? And they said, like, well, these people are just people I use in social situations. It's never anything deep and personal. Anytime I try to bring this up to them, it's never like that. So they just felt alone. And then I come to find out later, this person tried to commit suicide. And so that's why they were going, because they realized, like, I probably need some help. And it was so depressing to hear, like, I have no friends in life. And I told said person, like, if you ever want to talk about it, like, right. I'm here. And then after that, I didn't see them for a long time. And they, like, went off and did their own thing. And so I had been interacting with this person, like, I met them in school. So this is, like, a whole semester's worth. And, like, you find this out on the last week. And I've been sitting by you in class. And this whole time in class, you've been cracking jokes, smiling, and laughing. And you felt this way on the inside. It's kind of crazy, man. Right. It's something that happens to everybody.
100%. Let me ask you a question to that story real quick, though. How, after finding out he, you know, attempted, how would you have handled that situation differently now that you know he attempted and how serious of the matter it is?
Man, I don't think I could have done anything different because I didn't know until afterwards. Like, so, I was just being a normal person, treating him like, oh, what's up, classmate? This class sucks, doesn't it? Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
right. This class is really depressing sometimes. It's like, yeah, we gotta get through it, JP. Like, he's boosting me up. And I'm like, I don't even really like this class. This isn't part of my major.
See, but that's exactly why I'm glad we're talking about it. You're right. This was a great question for the kids to ask, because at the end of the day, like you said, I mean, I don't think I could have handled it in a better situation, but there's always a way we could have done something better. And in this situation, you did. I mean, you didn't do anything anybody else wouldn't have done. You know, hey, I'm here if you need me, you know.
But by then it was too late.
Exactly.
It was the end of the semester.
Exactly. I mean, there's not too much you could have done, and you couldn't tell because he was faking it until he made it, right? And in this situation, since we don't talk about suicide, since nobody talks about it, since it's, you know, like you said,
the stigma
to it, it's like, shh, suicide, what's up? Hmm? You gotta talk about
until
it.
Until it's too late.
Yeah, exactly. You have to talk about it more. Like, in all reality, I feel like school should have somebody come in and talk to these kids about suicide every single year. And that's why we're doing something
semester.
Like this. Every semester, yeah. I mean, maybe once a month, to be honest with you, because these kids are going through. These kids today, we have no idea how it is to be these kids today. Social media is crazy. It's its own little world in its own.
I mean, it's not even the kids. It's the white males, middle age.
Oh, man, for sure.
It's everybody.
Oh, for sure, especially
the
ladies.
I got facts for that. So the highest suicide rate is among adults from 45 to 60 years old, 64 years old.
45 to 60 years old?
Yeah.
Midlife crisis.
And then the second highest rate is 85 years and older. In adolescents and young adults, 15 to 24 is 12.5%. So it's not just the kids. It's the adults more than the kids.
Yeah,
and when you're an adult, like...
These adults become kids one day, is what I'm saying. One day they're going to become an adult. And if you teach them at a young age how to handle suicide, talk about it openly, it becomes more comfortable whenever they do have kids to talk to their kids about suicide. Maybe instead of at 45 to 60 committing suicide, they have a better way to handle it. I guess is the way that I'm thinking of it. Because this isn't a problem that we're going to be able to solve today. But we can definitely try to do something for our kids in the future.
That's the thing, though, as you get older, sometimes you feel more and more alone.
That is true.
You feel more isolated, feel like you have more pressure built up, you feel depressed because you're not where you want to be in life. Things can just add up quick. One out of three houses in America has some sort of student loan. Everyone's in debt. You're working.
Nothing, because you're paying off the debt that you got. Man, I hear you 100%.
You're praying for dollars, working for change. Mm. You see no way to move up. You're an adult. You're like, no point in me being here.
I hear you 100%.
And that's the mind state.
You're absolutely right. And this is exactly why we need to be educated on how to handle suicide. This is why we need to be educated on how to help others that are how to look out for suicide. Whenever somebody brings up anything about suicide, we have to do better. Nobody wants
it. It's not their fault. Just because you committed suicide, that doesn't make you weak. That doesn't mean you lack some sort of willpower. That's how we've treated it for hundreds, thousands of years.
And that's completely wrong. People that attempt suicide, they're not weak. They're just going through pain, and all they want is the pain to stop. It's as simple as that. That's all that they want is the pain to stop.
And
we have to accept it more as that instead of accepting it as, oh, that's a weak individual, or he took the easy way out. I'm tired of hearing that. Like, we have no idea what these people are going through. So when people say stuff like that, it's just like the most disrespectful thing in the world to me. We have no idea what that person was going through, you know?
We don't even know what causes suicide. It can be a combination of all kinds of things. There are like, did all your family members commit suicide? Any of them? Even just one increases your risk. Like, the things we know about suicide, anxiety, depression, feeling like you're lonely, overworked. These happen, this is like every American. We're all in this net. This could happen to any of us. I mean, you're one or two bad things away from everything in your life falling down. You know what I mean?
Suicide, man. I definitely don't like this topic. I'm glad we're talking about it, though, because it is a serious topic. I mean, there's been a lot of suicide attempts.
Speaking of serious topic, while we're talking about it, we got a hotline, suicide hotline. We're going to put it right here somewhere. I'm pointing at something that will be added in later.
No, but seriously, the hotline will be there. And the reason we wanted to talk about this, it wasn't just because the kids actually, you know, asked the question about it. I mean, that was definitely sparked the conversation to talk about it. But this is something that's serious. There's a lot of people out there that are committing suicide that we're watching on the news, people that live in our communities. And it's a serious, serious subject. This is something that we definitely have to take more serious. And this is something that everybody needs to talk about. If you need help, or if you want to talk to somebody and you don't have anybody around, like you said, you don't have any friends or anything like that, there's a hotline there.
And the positive truth will be your friend. My phone's dry. I respond to all texts.
Most definitely. But you have somebody to talk to. I know you feel like you don't. You have somebody. You have us. You have that hotline. There's other people around you. Try to make that effort before you do anything to hurt yourself or hurt anybody else.
And we're not going to, like, these hotlines are not going to judge you. They're going to listen to you and not just try to fix it instantly. They're there to help you.
Indeed.
Tim, do you have some sort of positive quote?
JP, tell them where they can find us at real quick.
Oh, I got something good. So
you got a quote?
Not a quote. Keep going. I have something good to buy time. So there's a rapper. His name's Brother Ali. He came out with an album on the 5th of May. He's one of my favorite rappers ever. And basically, he has his last track is called Out of Here. And it's about his grandfather and his father. Both of them committed suicide. And he's next in line. He has a son. And he's talking about all that pain that comes with it. It's a great song. He has a verse in there. He's like, I'm not here to judge you. We all go through things. It's a really good song.
I saw you post it on your Instagram or on your Snapchat, and I was like, oh, look at JP listening to music and stuff, being social.
Of course I was. I'm not a robot, man. Everybody listens to music.
Oh man. So, JP, can you tell everybody where they can find us at real fast?
You can find us on the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook, TPT_podcast on Twitter, The Positive Truth on Instagram, where we will have a picture by the time this comes out of our t-shirts. Remember, we can donate whenever you buy a t-shirt, $20. We will put that money into suicide donations. Nonprofit, so it's going for a good cause.
Most definitely.
We're on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, SoundCloud. Do you have a quote?
We're also on, yeah, you already said the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I do have a quote. Place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? This is called purpose. You're alive for a reason, so don't ever give up. # unknown. That's all I got.
Next Friday, we're going to be talking about sexual assault, the facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Until then, Monday and Wednesday, me and Tim are going to be bringing that uplifting and positive news. You can check us out where we already talked about.
Indeed.
It's going to be amazing. We're out.
Stay positive.